Welcome to another week of embarking on a beautiful journey of experiencing His nearness. As we prepare our heart, mind and spirit to receive fresh manna this day, let our lives be filled with the truth of God's word, and may the Lord bless you to live your life in its fullness.
Okay, let's begin. I would like to start today with a question, okay? So the question is, how many of you like test? Okay, I'll rephrase, okay? How many of you are very competitive? You know what is competitive? Okay, now hands are coming up. I thought when I talk about test, it's like, you know, we'll come to the real test, okay? But just want to understand, how many of you all are really competitive? Come on, don't be shy, raise your hand. I am, okay? I like to do things well, you know, to prove somebody. Whenever somebody challenges me, the exciting thing in for the work I do now, when people say, ye nahi hoga, ye possible nahi hai, this is not possible. And I'm like, yes, I got a purpose now, purpose for the day, you know. Not to put that person down, okay, but just to do something which is impossible, to do something which you feel that it's not doable. And then I failed, okay, I'm not perfect. It's not like 10 out of 10 times where I had challenges, I had tests, and I was 100% success rate. No, I don't have 100% success rate, but most of the time I'm able to. And then you have that sense. How many of you know how it, like, you know, there's a I don't know, self-appreciation, or, you know, I don't know what word, but satisfaction, you know, you're satisfied, like yes, maine kar diya, theek hai? So now I'll ask again, how many of you all like test? Okay, I see some hands, like, they don't like test at all, like, no matter what, okay? Yet you all want to get married. Okay. Did I hit the nerve? Okay, you all don't like test. Still, you want blessing from God. Am I right? Okay. Still, you want position, you want authority, you want responsibility. Okay, do you think if you've been given responsibility, you will not be tested? Okay, you given responsibility itself is a test. Okay, so, you know, we human are very smart. How many of you believe? Okay, I want, like, you know, don't say, but at least raise your hand. Everybody has hand. Okay, it's good, you know, your muscles will be built up by the end of this sermon, okay? We human are really, really smart, correct? Okay, then you will say, oh, Bible said, you know, be as innocent like a dove and as shrewd like a serpent. So that's why I'm very smart, okay? We are very smart in choosing how we want to be tested, correct? Am I making sense? Okay, okay, I'll tell you honestly, okay, how many of you all were blessed by last Sunday's sermon? Okay, was it really, really piercing your heart? Like, you know, when Vinay came and he said, like, it was like a two-edged sword, you know, and it was piercing through your bones and marrow, okay? And it was the word of God. You know the armor of God. You know what is sword represent? The word of God. Okay, I'm standing here with the same sword. All I have done is I have sharpened it this week. Okay, make sense? Okay, if you think that today some huwala will happen and all, yes, it will happen. Okay, when the spirit moves, huwala will happen. But I am here with the same sword. I have just sharpened it a little more, and I believe this will bless you, this will equip you, you know why? Because we are in the last days, okay? it's really important that the word of God be preached the way it is, and it should cut you. Okay, there's two things. If you are strong enough, if you are bold enough, if you are rooted in the word of God, okay, it won't hurt you. But otherwise, if it's hurting you, which means even you are becoming sharper. Okay, because an iron sharpens the iron. Okay, how many of you want to be sharpened today, chiseled today? You know, Pastor Sijo said a nice word, chiseled. You know, we want men, like, you know, chiseled and well shaped. Okay, how many of you all want to be chiseled today? Okay, if you want to be chiseled today, I want your full attention. Okay, now, like I said, we are very smart. You know, we are very, very choosy. You know, thanks to Swiggy and Zomato. Okay, back in the days, we had only one restaurant. You know, you go to that same restaurant, same hotel, order the same dish. Now you have to spend half an hour figuring out what to order. Okay, so we have a lot of choices. We have a lot of options, and that has confused us. So today I'm going to share you about the test in the Bible. Okay, so let me share you some facts. Okay, how many of you like facts? Okay, I love facts. Okay, I'm a data guy. I'm a number guy. Okay. I'm a scientific guy as well, okay? After having all of this, having faith, trust me, it's difficult. It's difficult. You know, I had to really work on my faith, okay? That's why I said, you know, I've been corrected a lot, because I had reasoning, I had argument. You know, when I was small, I grew up with the pastor. He was fed up with me, because I used to ask him, pester him with question. You know, When you, I don't know, I have few people in my life, they keep asking question after question. They will never listen, okay? It's good, they make us more, that argument, that discussion makes me more smarter. But you know, you feel like, bas karo yaar, abhi aur kitna sawal puchoga. Like, you know, just agree it for once. So I was that person. I used to ask a lot of question, okay? And I like facts. I like numbers, I like data, okay? So I'm going to share you some facts from the Bible about testing, okay? How many books we have in the Bible? Oh, good, okay. Sunday school helped, okay? Okay, do you know, in every book in the Bible, someone is being tested? Okay? Every book in the Bible, okay? This word and this information took a lot of time for me to do a research. You know, I was searching left, right, and center on the internet, okay, for these facts. And I realized every book in the Bible, there is test. Okay? How different is your life? Am I making sense? Is it already piercing? Okay, be a little strong, because it's going to get harder over the period of time. Okay, with my analysis and research and reading, okay, I figured out there are minimum of 50 different type of tests in the Bible. 50. Okay, we get shabd nahi aa raha hai, like, you know, we feel like our life is over if there's one test comes, okay? But there are 50 types of tests in the Bible, okay? I'm going to show you all those tests. You'll have it on the screen. And not a single person were tested with all the 50 tests. You know, it's not like, you know, if there are 50 tests, faith, endurance, and loyalty, perseverance, all the tests, not one single person was tested with all the 50, okay? But many great men and women of the Bible had multiple tests, okay? And what happened is, they were able to successfully pass the test, okay? That is why we are talking about them, okay? The best example in the Bible is Jesus. Okay, Joseph comes second. Okay, yes, Joseph was tested the maximum, okay? But the best example of the Bible is Jesus. Even Jesus was tested. He was tempted, okay? He was, people argued, his relationship with God was tested, okay? In the garden, Jesus prayed and he said, Lord, if it is possible, take this cup of suffering, take this test away from me. Okay? Even Jesus was tested. So we have around 50 tests in the Bible, okay? Do you want to know these tests? Okay. Have you heard about the term tag cloud? Okay, all social media people in the house, tag cloud, okay. So these are the tests that happened, okay? I could only extract 50. I don't know if there would be more, okay? If you want, I can read a few of them for you, okay? It was faith, obedience, endurance, character, leadership, loyalty, humility, love, courage, integrity, forgiveness, patience, wisdom, perseverance, sacrifice, trust, devotion, submission, compassion, truthfulness. Okay, there are 50 more. I'll see how I can share this with you all. So, like, these many tests happened in the Bible. Okay, so one thing that we have to learn and embrace today in our life is we have to be tested. You know, life will test us. God will test us. Heaven will test us. Okay? Now, the next question is, why are we tested? Anybody can answer. Why do you think we are tested? So far, everybody agrees that testing is good, okay? It's biblical, okay? It's in the Bible, okay? All the 50 tests that I picked up, I have a Bible reference for it, okay? I was just thinking, like, you know, when I was preparing slide, I said, okay, let's put one example of each test. Then I realized, like, we'll be here for 2 months, okay? So then I'm like, okay, maybe some other time. So that's why I thought, okay, let's put this tag cloud. Okay, the faith was tested the maximum time. Then it's obedience, then it's love, there is endurance, loyalty, okay? Now, the question is, why are we being tested? To build? To grow up in rank, very good. To build character, very good. To strengthen faith, okay? Or maybe people in heaven are like so free, like, chalo maje lete hai, okay? They have, like, you know, we do that, right? Sometimes when we don't have work, some telecaller calls us, you need credit card, you need loan, you know. You don't have time to pass, look, chalo maje lete. Okay. Is that why we have been tested? Okay. If you have that, ke koi maje le raha hai, no. No, nobody is having fun. Nobody is wasting time. Nobody is chumma doing it. Okay, it is done to build loyalty. To build loyalty. Okay. Do I need to explain what loyalty is, or everybody understands what loyalty? Okay. Everybody understand. Whoever understands loyalty, raise your hand. Okay. Everybody understand loyalty. Okay. Now, one thing I learned. You know, one of the Saturday, we do have kids, parents, I don't know what's the event name, a workshop happens for parents, okay, and they help us teach from the Word of God how we can raise up godly children, okay. Philip was here, Philip and Rupa, they are a couple, and Philip was there, and they gave us an exercise to you know, all these workshop, they always have test, okay, to figure out where you stand, what your marks are. There, he said one thing about loyalty, okay. I asked him a question, okay, what's the difference between loyalty and honesty? Okay, is there a difference? Okay, when I came to know about the difference, I was blown away, okay. I always want to be, and I'm working towards being a loyal spiritual son, being a loyal pastor, being a loyal husband. Okay, I want to be tagged as loyal, you know, and I'm working towards it. Okay, and then I asked him, what's the difference between loyalty and honesty? Okay, the answer he gave me just shifted my entire hard work that I did to become loyal. Okay, he said, a person can be loyal and still stay dishonest. Okay, I'll give you an example. Okay, we are a practical people, right? I'll give you a practical example. Let's say I am loyal to my spiritual father. Okay, he has given me some task, some responsibility. Okay, and I'm loyal to him. Okay, but that doesn't mean that I am honest with him. Okay, just to show my loyalty, just to prove my loyalty, I can do wacky things. I can say a lie. I can do things behind his back without his knowledge, just so that I be loyal. Does that make sense? Okay, so now tell me, is this kind of loyalty good? No? So what do we need more? We need honesty, okay? Everybody knows what's the meaning of honesty. Okay, if you know the meaning of honesty, raise your hand. Okay, so my question is, how can you become honest? How can you become loyal and honest? Sorry? Being transparent. Yeah, how can we be transparent? Yes, that's only one answer to this, according to me. It's accountability. Okay? Yeah, come on, praise God, praise God. If it's making sense, if it's piercing your heart, your spirit, praise God. Okay? You can be honest with accountability. Okay? So that's my encouragement to the church. You know, I keep emphasizing, you know, my life changed, my life shifted, my walk with God, my understanding, my revelation shifted the day I started submitting to my spiritual parents, to my spiritual leaders. Okay? You know, Paul says, don't boast, but he himself boasted. Okay? I would like to boast about my honesty and loyalty, just to teach you, okay? Okay? I don't want anything else, but just to teach you how I am trying to be accountable. It's not like I've sorted. There is no cookbook. There is no cheat sheet. You understand what's a cookbook, cheat sheet? You know, there is shortcuts. There's a big textbook. It's just shortened. You know, nowadays we have books, read an entire book in 15 minutes. You know, like we are so short of time. We are trying to find shortcuts. Now, what I'm sharing is not a shortcut to be accountable. It's not shortcut that you'll become honest. It's not shortcut that you'll be labeled as loyal. Okay? It's not like when you are tested, all of this would be gone away. But one thing I'm working at, I've made sure that if you go and share anything with my spiritual father, with Apostle, with Pastor Sijo, with Pastor Anu, okay, their response would be, we know. Their response would be, I know. Okay? Because anything and everything that happens in my life, the good, the bad, the testing that happens, okay, the first thing that we do as a principal is we share with our spiritual covering. We share with our leadership. That's accountability. Because the moment you do that, okay, I can tell you with experience, there is protection over your life. Amen? Okay? You know, like I said, come on, praise God. Come on. If you really want to praise God, clap hands louder. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. You know, I can assure you, you know, with experience, with the living example of our life, our marriage, that we have seen a hedge of protection. We have seen breakthroughs just because we were accountable, just because we were honest, just because we worked hard to be loyal. Okay? So that's the most important thing of the testing that you go through. okay? You become loyal, okay? My encouragement to you is become loyal with honesty, okay? Be honest to yourself, okay? You know, this one exercise I usually do, I shared it before also. Every morning, get up, okay? Your preference, you want to wash your face so that you don't get scared, or you're okay if you know yourself. Go stand up in front of the mirror, look yourself in your own eye, and okay, two things will happen. You will be either proud of yourself or you will be not so proud of yourself, okay? Do this exercise every day, okay? That will help you build your loyalty, that will help you build your honesty, that will help you build your accountability, okay? So, is testing good? Okay, yeah, you know, that's the benchmark I have. I have to convince by the end of this service that you all will accept the fact that testing is good, and it's really good. It's good for you, and we need it, okay? We really need it. Now, you know, from Genesis to Revelation, like I said, there are 50 tests, different type of tests happened. Okay, I just read 20 names. There are 50 that I have in account. Now, if you noticed, it happened two ways. It happened two ways where God tested a man or a woman of God in the Bible, correct? Okay, or we human being, we mankind, tested God. Correct? Everybody knows. There's so many examples. We don't have to go into the details, okay? We are much mature Christian. Do you believe that? Ask your neighbor, like, are you a mature Christian? Tell me their response. Husband and wife is doing deep deep questioning to each other, okay? Okay? Okay, we are mature Christian, we know, okay, so we won't go into the details, okay. There are so many tests that happen in the Bible where men and women, we human tested God, okay, and God tested us to see if we are faithful, if we are worthy enough, if we are loyal, okay, if we are honest, okay. But then, one question that popped in my mind is, who in the Bible asked to be tested? Okay. Everybody understood the question? Who in the Bible asked to be tested? Okay. If you see the entire Bible, God is testing man. Okay. Man is testing God. Okay. Then God is telling that you should not test the God. Okay. Then the enemy is coming. He's tempting Jesus. And then Jesus is telling, you shall not put your God to test. Okay? But there are two instances in the Bible, okay, where someone asked that, test me. Okay. Can anybody just give an answer? David. Okay. Okay, I'm proud of you all. No, I'm really do. Okay, clap for yourself now. Okay? I'm really proud of you all. Yes, David. I didn't know, okay? I had to really, really find a verse, okay? I knew that David, but I had to find a verse because the Word of God is the biggest validator of our walk with God. Amen? Okay? We don't do things because we want to do this. We do things because it's the Word of God, okay? We follow a sound doctrine, okay? Which was written in the Old Testament, okay? Said by Jesus, written in the New Testament, and followed by and said by Jesus and followed by the apostles. Okay, so one is David. Who is the other person in the Bible? Good answer. I'm really proud of you. I thought, like, okay, I have one question that nobody has answered. Who is the second person? Yes. So, but again, you know, the in the story of Job, the enemy went, you know, the Satan went to God, he took permission and he tested, okay? Job never wanted to be tested, okay? If you read Job, Job never said, oh, come and test me, you know, put boils on me, take away all my belongings, kill all my children. No, he didn't, okay? There's one person, David, yes. and we're going to go and understand why he did that. Okay, who's the second person? Sorry? No, I can't hear. I can't hear. No, I still can't. Luke. Clue. Array, sorry. No. This is not KBC and all. I'm not going to give you. Okay. I'm hearing Luke. I'm like where in the world Luke came? Okay. He just wrote the one book in the Bible. Okay. Why clue? I'll give you an answer. Okay. It's God. Okay. How many of you got it right? Raise your hand. Okay. Clap for yourself. Okay. You got it right. Okay. It's in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Okay. This is where God is saying that test me. Okay. Can we read the word of God together? You know the rule in the house, right? Okay. It doesn't matter who's standing here. The rule remains the same. Amen. Okay. Can we all read it together? 1, 2, 3, go. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me in this. Repeat one more time. Test me in this. Repeat one more time. Test me in this. Who is this me? It's our God. Okay. And he says, the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessings that there will not be room enough to store it. That's your God. That's my God. He says, test me. Okay. He himself said, you know, don't test your God. Okay. And here is a God who is so loving, so kind, so compassionate. And he's telling me, don't test me with patience. Okay. See, our God is very clear. Okay. What it says, bring your whole tithe. Okay. Whole tithe. Okay. So don't skip your tithe. Bring your whole tithe and test me in this. Okay, so where you should test God? Only in your tithing, only in your giving. Okay, please don't test God in any other area. Trust me, you will fail. Okay, our God is really kind, his mercy endures forever, but please don't test him. But here is our God, he's telling, test me with your tithe. Okay. Can I have a witness in this house who have done this and can confidently say that God passed the test? Amen. I am standing in a giving church. Amen. This church is a giving church. Okay. We all know the facility that we are in right now, this house, okay, how it was built. It was built because there were men and women of God. There were sons and daughters of God who gave, okay, not 10%, not 100%, more than that, okay? And may my God bless you. There's one more instance, okay? God said, test me again. Can we go to the next slide? It's in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 10 and 12, 10 to 12, okay? Can we all read it again? It says, again, the Lord spoke to Asa, ask the Lord your God for a sign. Okay, all the places in the Bible, we human are asking God for a sign. Lord, is it you? Make this dry, make this wet, let the fire fall, and do this, do that. You know, men and women of God kept testing God. But here God is saying, ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depth or in the highest height. But Asa, you know, here is Asa, a spiritually intelligent man. You know what he did? He said, I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to test. Okay, this is where your maturity comes into place. Okay, just because God offered to test me, you need to know your God well enough that he doesn't need to be tested. He has already proven it. Okay, can you tell me where did God prove that he is good and his love and mercy endures forever? On the cross. Okay, make sense? And the second example, which everybody answered correctly, it's David. It's in Psalms 26:2. Anybody knew this verse? Okay. I've read this before. I have read this verse. I've read Psalms so many times. But this time when I read, my spirit was moved because, you know, God was already preparing to stand on this day and share. And when I read this word, it says, "Test me, Lord, and try me, examine my heart and my mind." Okay, who's sharing this? It's David. Okay, trust me, I had chills in my spine when I tried to put myself in this place, because I doubted myself. Will I stand righteous in front of God if the Lord really tests me? You know what is the meaning of righteousness? Righteousness means you are standing in right with God. I had a little bit doubt. Okay, don't start judging me now. Like, this pastor only is not righteous. What is he? You know, I had little bit of doubt. I like, what if God really stands in front of me and start testing me? Will I be able to pass the test? Okay, but here is this man in the Bible. His name is David, and no wonder God calls him, he is man after my own heart. Okay, everybody likes this title. Okay, it's an amazing title. Okay, but only David knows what price he paid to get that title, how much sacrifice he gave to get that title. You know, titles are good. Okay, but only if we knew the price that an individual paid to get that title. Okay. And here is David saying, "Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind." Now, is test good? How many of you were not agreeing before, now agree that test is good? Raise your hand. I want new hands now, okay? I have good visual memory. I saw who all didn't raise their hand, okay? I may be color blind, I'm not hand blind, okay? I know who raised their hand, who didn't raise their hand, okay? Now, everybody agree that testing is good, okay? It's from the Bible, it's from God, okay? And, you know, I can't emphasize enough or convince you enough, anything that happens from the will of God is good for your life. Okay? The best example is the story of Job. Okay? Like, just imagine an entire book is written on the life of Job, and what happened in that entire book? Testing, sacrifice, you know? He was tested. Like, everything was tested, and then top of that, then three friends are coming, amazing friends. Okay, they are coming, and then they are having the most wonderful conversation of their life. Okay, and then on top of that, the wife is coming. You know, all wife, you know, just testing him, and pestering him. You know what is pestering? Okay. The question is, do you pester or do you get pestering? Okay, like, you know, your definition of pester is two ways. Okay, there's always two sides of the coin. Are you the one pestering or are you the one getting pestered? And there is friends and wife are pestering him and questioning him and putting doubt and saying, "Curse God and die." Okay. And yet he passed the test. We all know what is the result. Everything was doubled for him. Okay. And so, is everybody convinced now that testing is good? Testing from God is good. Okay, I'm being very particular, specific. Okay, that double quotes or bold or extra bold. Okay, testing from God is good. Okay, not from your friend, not from your boss. okay? Though they may help you, test you, to elevate in your life, in your workplace, okay? So again, don't take me wrong, don't quote me wrong, okay? No, you can't quote me wrong, you can't take things so extreme, okay? Testing from God is good. Everybody is convinced? Okay, you know why testing is good and why we need to be tested? You know, because we are in our... Okay? I've been hearing this last days, from when I was very small. Jesus is coming soon, and then there's a lot of denominations who come and scare you, you know, on bus stop and in colleges, and you know, last days, Jesus is coming soon. What if Jesus is coming tomorrow? Okay? 3 decades passed hearing all of this. But now I am convinced we are in our last days. Okay? And we would be tested more. Okay? I'm going to show you few tests that are going to happen in these last days. Okay? And the only reason I am here so that I can warn you, I can prepare you, I can tell you, okay? I can preach, I can tell you that this is in the Word of God, okay? So that we are well prepared. Amen? Okay? After today, you all don't have any excuse to say ke mereko pata nahi tha. I did not know. Okay? Turn to your neighbor and say, you have no excuse. Okay? You have no excuse because pastor shared with us. Go, come on, tell your neighbor. Okay, everybody agrees? If you agree, raise your hand. Very good. Okay, I'm not here to scare you, okay? And this word is for me as well. Okay? It's not like I am here standing preaching to y'all. It doesn't. No. It all comes to me as well. I am as accountable. In fact, we as pastors are more accountable. Okay, and that's our job. Okay? Last Sunday Pastor Sejo did the job. I am continuing that job. Okay? I believe I sharpened my sword really well for you. Did I? Okay. Am I doing a good job? Okay, praise Jesus for that. Amen. We are in our last days and we would be tested because a great tribulation is coming. Okay? Scary? No, Pastor. Okay, very good. If God is on your side, you don't have to be scared. Okay? But it's very important that we pass all of this test. Okay? Let's read Matthew 24, 21 and understand what are these tests. Okay? Are we ready? Okay, it's going to get a little heavy now. Okay? It's going to get a little personal now. Okay? Let's read. For then there will be a great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now and never to be equaled again. Which means the intensity is too much. Okay? This distress, this tribulation that's going to come, it's not unlike other persecution. Okay? If you think and if you have chills in your spine, if you get moved, if you get goosebumps and you are wondering what is happening in the world around us, okay? We all know what's happening, okay? I don't want to emphasize or share those things again, but it would be too much. So it's very important that we build ourselves in the Word of God, in prayer, in worship, in sharing the good news, in hearing the Word of God, in prophesying, and make sure that we are well prepared. Okay? We will be able to endure this and pass this only if we are well aware and well prepared. Amen? So, this test is coming. Okay? I'm not going to ask you, are you ready? Okay? Maybe we are not. But because we have this knowledge and understanding now, can we be prepared? Possible? Okay? Next. There will be deception and false prophet coming in the end days. Okay, let's read Matthew 24:24. It says together, "For false messiah and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect." Okay, even people whom we have chosen. Okay, there's going to be a great deception. The third thing is persecution of believers. Okay, let's not get into that pre-tribulation, post-tribulation. We'll keep it for another day. But this is what the Word of God says, okay, in Matthew 24:9. Okay, can we read it together? "Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, okay, and you will be hated by all nations because of me." Okay, I don't see anything new in this. Anyways, we're gonna die, and anyways, people are already hating us. I see cute smiles happening now. Okay, anything new happening? Anything new that's gonna happen? Okay, is there anybody who's gonna live forever? No? Sure? Okay, thank God. Okay, I'm among humans, praise God. You know, but we will be handed over to be persecuted. It's a test, okay? I don't know if it's post or pre. I know, but let's not get into those discussion today. But are we ready for the persecution? Are we, okay? And you know, it's only persecution of believers. Okay, if you call yourself as a believer, accept this. Okay, if you want to skip this, don't believe. You will be skipped, okay? But there's something else that's going to happen, okay? And we all know what is it. Amen? So are we ready for this test? Next, there's going to be a spiritual warfare that's going to happen, okay? Let's read Ephesians 6:12, and it says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Okay, because when the end days come, okay, we're gonna be persecuted physically, okay, but you know, we are spiritual beings. Anybody has any doubt or confusion in that? Okay, so there's gonna be a spiritual warfare as well. Okay, now what happens in a war? You battle it out, okay? But when you want to go for a war, what do you do before the war? Prepare, you practice, okay? Practice till you have time, okay? And we are privileged that we still have time to prepare spiritually for this warfare. Amen? Okay, we have time. Trust me, we have. Maybe very little, but we have time. So prepare well. Because when the spiritual warfare will happen, we have to be spiritually strong. Otherwise, the enemy, you know, we know the plans of the enemy, right? Okay? We already know what he's going to do, how he's going to deceive. We know everything, though it's in parable, it's not clear, but we know that these things are going to happen, and we have time to prepare well. Okay, so are we prepared to be tested and be successful in this? It's my question to you. Okay, you don't have to answer me now. It's a question that you take back home. You keep answering yourself. You know, when you stand in the mirror, keep answering. Am I equipped? Am I prepared for the spiritual warfare that's going to happen? Amen? Our tests, our faith is going to be tested. There will be testing of faith. Okay? And this is not new. We all know in the Bible. What is the greatest example of somebody's faith being tested? Abraham. Okay? It's in the back of your mind. We know how Abraham was tested. Okay, let's read James chapter 1 verse 2 and 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trial of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be and complete, not lacking anything. Okay, amen. Come on, praise God. This is in your Bible. Okay, I didn't make this up. Okay, this is in your Bible. Consider it pure joy. Okay, because you're gonna have trials of many kinds. Okay, I have a list of 50. Okay, it's not limited to that. You're gonna be tested in many kinds. Okay, so that you can be mature. How many of you here want to be a mature believer? Raise your hand. Okay, you raising your hand is a sign that you're mature. Okay, because we don't have an option. We have to become mature. We cannot be under deception. We cannot keep on drinking the milk. Okay, and we've been fed well from the Word of God. Amen. Okay, and there's going to be testing of the church as well. Okay, it's in Matthew 24:10. Okay, can we read it together? At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will be betray and hate each other. Who is this talking about? It's the people of God. Okay, if whenever this end time comes, whenever the testing comes, okay, our church will be tested. This church will be tested, okay, because we all are believers. And my prayer is that this will not be true for us. This will not be true for His Nearness. This would not be true for the Revive Nations Global Church family. This won't be said about us. That when this test comes, when this tough time comes, when these last days come, okay, our faith will not turn away. In fact, our faith will increase. Amen? Okay, and we will not hate each other. We will not hate each other. This church, the people in this church cannot hate each other. If you want to pass this testing of the church, okay, I'm here to encourage and tell you only this, that we cannot fail in this. This cannot be said about us. Is it possible? Okay, is it easy? Amen. We know the answers. It's possible. Yes, it's easy. No, but can we start working towards this? Because we need it. Okay, we need to build each other. Okay, when the last days come, when the tough time comes, okay, we may not be able to trade. And what if we can trade among each other and survive this persecution, survive these hard times, okay, as a church. And it's not only that we have to take care of only our church, okay, it's our responsibility to share this good news, to bring people to light, to share that there is a God who loves, there is a Son of God who came and died for your and my sin. Okay, it's our responsibility. It's not like we have to be confined in this four wall and take care of people within the church. No. We have to be the light in this world. Okay? A great darkness is coming. Okay? And in this great darkness, I pray and I believe this church, the people of this church, would be the greatest light in that darkness. Okay? It's easy? No, it's not easy. It's possible? Yes, it's definitely possible. By the word of God and in the power of the Spirit, it is possible. Amen? And I just want to conclude and share that what David did, can this be said about us? Okay, we're going to go back to Psalm 26 verse 2. It says, test me, Lord, and try me, examine my heart and my mind. Okay? Do we have the courage and the boldness? I'm not asking you to do it today, but can we reach a point in our life that we can say this to our God? Okay? I've made it a point, like, you know, like, I need to reach a place where I just don't want a title like David is like man after God's own heart. You know? I just don't want to have that title. I want to do what David did. I want to believe how David did. Okay, and I should boldly say to my God that test me, Lord, and try me, examine my heart and my mind. Okay, and I may have flaws, but I want you to work in me. Okay? How long, how many times would you keep asking for His mercy? Keep asking for His grace. Okay? My request to you is don't take the grace of God for granted. Okay? Let's read another translation. It says, put me on trial. This is NLT version. Same verse. Psalms 26:2. Put me on trial, Lord, and cross-examine me. Test my motives and my heart. Let it sink in. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. And just talk to God. Just ask God. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind. And my heart. Cross-examine me. Test my motive and my heart. Help me, Lord. Guide me, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Is your spirit moved by what we heard today? Okay. You know, but we serve a God where we have hope. Okay. Can we go to the next slide? And this is what is possible. You know, we can do well because we've been taught well. We can do well because we've been taught well. That's why I said it before, you know, I asked you to tell it to your neighbor. Confess it yourself. Okay. Now you don't have an excuse. Okay. I'm not putting you in a spot, but I'm also giving you hope. I'm also giving you assurance that we can do well. We can do well in the test that's going to come in the last days. Okay. We can do well in all the tests that is mentioned in the Bible, you know, because we've been taught well from the Word of God. Okay. Week after week. Day after day, okay. We have resources available, okay. There's no excuse you and I can give. I missed one Sunday. I don't know what was taught. Everything is available online on YouTube. Okay, we have the best app in the world, Shaiju Matthew app, which has so much of resources, and we've been taught well every Sunday in RNGC service. I would really encourage you, you know, whenever possible, please tune into RNGC service because we've been taught unadulterated word of God, you know. We have been prepared for the end times, okay. Yes, all of this is good. Jesus loves you. He cares for you. And everything is yes, it's good, it's right, it's okay. But at the same time, as pastors, as church leaders, as people who are appointed in a city, okay, in a location, in a nation, it's our responsibility to equip the church for these things. Okay? So, do we all agree to this? It's okay. You can disagree with me. Okay? It's okay. My only request is don't disagree with God. Don't disagree with what is written in the Word of God. But I can assure you, I can give you hope that we can do well because we've been taught well. Okay? And we can endure well. We can endure well because I believe we will be tested well and we will pass every test that the enemy brings. That's my prayer for this church. That's the heart of God that He has, that we will endure well. It's going to be tough, okay? But you would never be alone, okay? There's no persecution that you would have for God that you will have to face alone, okay? We will do it together, okay? We will learn together. We will grow together. We will be tested together, okay? And we will endure it together, okay? And when we are tested, we're going to have good marks. Amen? Do you believe that?
Thank you for joining us this day to worship and to hear the voice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May you continue to flourish in all your endeavors as you walk closely with Him. Have a great week and Shalom.